Once more, I was too late for a spot beside the fire, too late to warm my bones and give myself a moment of relief. My eyes darted to Main Street, to the open bars calling my name. I didn't care anymore. My fate was inevitable. Karma had it out for me, and no amount of effort on my part had ever been enough to defeat her. I shifted course, allowed my hood to fall back, and set a line towards the busy street. If they found me, I'd die with a belly full of liquor and a warm body. I'd die stuffed with those little shit peanuts they offered. If I was doomed to die, I wouldn't do it cold and hungry and lacking even one drink to send me away. I pushed forward, through the crowds and into the first door propped open. The heavy smoke and dim light offered a small semblance of safety. I moved towards the emergency exit on the far side and took a seat on a stool in the corner. A bartender stood close enough for me to easily get his attention, and I slapped all the money I had on the bar between us. I want something strong and cheap. Whatever this will get me. His eyes met mine with disinterest before he fingered his way through the change and handed me 3 shots of amber liquid. I downed the first and sucked in a breath as the fire coursed a path towards my stomach. Warmth. The other 2 sat like precious heirlooms as I forced myself to take a moment to savor the first. I stared at the 2nd glass for at least 5 minutes before I finally gave in and clutched it between my fingers. I had just tilted it to my mouth when a man took the seat beside me. Bloodshot eyes met mine, shiny and full of interest. Stubble coated his jaw, and the red tinge to his cheeks spoke of a life of hard drinking. "Seat taken, beautiful?" His words slurred, and his breath smelled of something far stronger than I could afford. I leaned back and took the 3rd shot. On one hand, I could keep him there and get more drinks out of him. On the other, I'd have to deal with him to do that. He seemed too drunk to pose any real threat, and his lack of tattoos and plain old worn clothing didn't give the appearance of a man affiliated with any clubs. Before I could decide, a large hand clasped the man's shoulder, and a voice deeper than any I'd heard before gave an answer.
"She's with me."
My eyes shot up, traveling far to take in the massive mountain of a man. Long hair hung wild around his face and shoulders, and a full beard obstructed any chance of a good view of his face. His eyes held the glassy evidence of someone who'd been drinking, but not of a person who'd lost focus. They cut through my unwanted visitor, sharp enough to warrant pause. Whew, I swallowed hard as the drunk lifted his hands and stumbled from the chair without a complaint.
"I didn't know," he said as he walked away.
The newcomer took his spot and motioned the bartender.
"Give me my usual, Paul."
He didn't look at me, just focused on the bottle of wild turkey as it was placed before him. He opened it up, took a long pull, and set it back down. His expression was blank, borderline guarded. Nothing about this one seemed harmless. His rough and hardened exterior put me on edge, and while I didn't see any ink on his skin or a cut on his back, he didn't need it. He held the look they held. He had the posture, alert and poised. I'd only seen it in a few men, and all of them had long ago lost any fear of death. He took another drink and motioned the bottle over, filling my 3 empty glasses.
"That guy that came over to you is a piece of shit," he said,
his voice smoother than a radio DJ's.
"He's in here every night, and while he looks harmless, I've seen him do some things you wouldn't want to be a part of."
I watched him take another drink, then eyed the 3 glasses with longing. "And you?" I swallowed the nerves his presence brought. He cut a glance over at me, and those dark, intelligent eyes scanned my face. Like the pages of a book, they cut through every defense I had and read the secrets I kept so closely guarded. Like the blonde roots just starting to peek through at my hairline and the still-healing tattoo.
"I came here to drink," he said, meeting my gaze. "That's the only reason. If you want to do the same in peace, no one will bother you with me here. If not, it makes no difference to me where I sit."